We are taking a look at another big college football game this week, and we are talking with John Schaefer. He is the voice of the San Diego State Aztecs. We actually talked with him a couple weeks ago when it comes to basketball, but now it's football talk here. John, how are we doing today?
Doing well. Appreciate you having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us again. I guess, first of all, before we get into the game this weekend against Boise State, give me a little rundown, give the listeners a little rundown of San Diego State getting themselves to this point here. We're in November, playing November football, and we got a big game ahead of us. So tell me a little bit, just kind of the success, what's been behind it?
Yeah, it's kind of it's been a fast turnaround because in year one of Sean Lewis's tenure here, he took over as the former offensive coordinator at Colorado for Deion Sanders. Last year, San Diego State went 3-9, but they've kind of flipped the script pretty quickly. They're 7-2. They were 7-1. They lost last weekend at Hawaii, but it's been a turnaround. They've been led by their defense. They returned all 11 starters on defense. They've got one of the nation's best defenses. Their offense has come along. They kind of look like typical San Diego State. They run the ball. They play good defense. They're competing for a Mountain West championship. That's kind of who they've been for the last 10 or 15 years, and they're in a good position. Obviously a tough opponent coming up, but they're in a good position heading into this weekend.
Yeah, six consecutive wins before that loss at Hawaii, this past weekend. John, what went into that? What happened in that loss?
There's a lot of factors. The travel is challenging.
Yeah.
Anytime someone plays at Hawaii, San Diego State historically has actually played Hawaii very well on the road. I think they've won five of their last six trips there. You give Hawaii credit. They're very good. They're 7-3. They're competing for a Mountain West championship this year under Timmy Chang. Not to excuse it away, but the game was played in a driving rainstorm, and that actually could be the case again this weekend in San Diego. They're expecting weather in Southern California, which is not necessarily unique for this time of year, but when you get it, you can get it, and it can come down in waves. But I thought the weather combined with the way Hawaii is playing, their offense is really clicking right now. And San Diego State actually scored first, and then Hawaii just kind of took over the game. So, regardless of that result, the Aztecs were going to be in position to have an inside track to a Mountain West championship game if they can beat Boise State. So the Boise game, regardless, was going to be kind of the key to this whole run here. Can you beat Boise? You have the inside track to a Mountain West championship game and hosting it. If you lose to Boise, you'd be on the outside kind of looking in, at least from a hosting perspective. So among the two games, this Boise game probably is more impactful from a Mountain West perspective.
Yeah. When it comes to Sean Lewis, who you alluded to, the head coach in his second year there at San Diego State, I think a lot of people, remember and know about his, fast-paced offense. But looking at this defense here this year in wins, they've given up 7-0, 10. There was also a 6-3 win, a couple other shutouts. Tell me about that defense.
Defense has been absolutely terrific. They've had three shutouts this year so far. So the defense has been absolutely terrific so far this year. They've been led by basically all levels of the defense. Trey White's an outstanding pass rusher, could play in the NFL, had 12.5 sacks last year. Owen Chambliss is a horrific linebacker. They lost a linebacker about 2 weeks ago, Captain Tano Latuli, and that's a significant loss, although they do have depth in the area. Chris Johnson could be a day one or day two draft pick, a cornerback. He actually missed the Hawaii game. I think they're hopeful to get him back this weekend, although his status is probably still up in the air to some extent. So they got playmakers at every level, and they deserve the accolades. By and large, they played extremely well, and they'll need that defense to play well.
Yeah. Speaking of playmakers on the offensive side, Lucky Sutton leading the way, nearly 900 yards rushing at this point in the season, but of course also a big threat in Jordan Napier on the outside. So the quarterback spot, Jaden Denegal has been a guy that he has pretty good numbers in terms of yardage, but seven picks so far this season. So I'm sure that'll be important, just being able to hang on to the ball and not turn the ball over.
Yeah, he's been banged up really since the first half of the season. He took on some contact in their game against an FCS opponent. Stony Brook left the game, returned. And he's, considering the circumstances, I've been impressed by him because he's just been able to stay out there and give the Aztecs a chance to win. By and large, it has not been easy because he has not been 100%. He does have playmakers around him. Their offensive line was a big issue a year ago. They've really they've turned it around. I mean, they've played very well. They've given the Aztecs a chance to run the football effectively, which is something they've done. You're right, Lucky Sutton, the tailback, has been terrific. Should go well over 1,000 yards this year. And then Jordan Napier is one of the best receivers in the country. Mm-hmm. That's been challenging here recently to find ways to get him the ball in space because everyone's aware of him. He's on the Biletnikoff list for the best receiver in the nation. But he's good in the return game. He's good out of the backfield. They get very creative in terms of trying to find ways to get him involved in the offense. But they've had enough on offense. Again, they've been led by their defense. Their special teams has been terrific as well. And that has kind of put them in this spot. Yeah.
John Schaefer, again, voice of San Diego State, getting set for a big one against Boise State on Saturday night, 9:30 Central Time there in San Diego. It'll be 7:30 local time. Right now, San Diego State is a 3-point favorite. As you alluded to there, John, I mean, win or loss last week, they're going to have a chance there to, you know, get a conference championship this week. What do you think goes into that? What are some matchups that are key when it comes to the San Diego State side of things?
I mean, it's just, you know, anytime you're playing Boise State, it's a significant challenge. You know, the Aztecs actually historically have played well against Boise. They've only played 10 times. It's kind of a modern day, I don't know if rivalry, but a good series, certainly in the Mountain West. San Diego State's 4-6 all time against Boise, which is pretty good. When you look at the rest of the Mountain West, they've won twice on the blue. This game's in San Diego, but winning twice on the blue is almost unheard of in modern football history against Boise State. So, you know, there have been some good games. Last year was not one of those games. San Diego State went to Boise and Boise controlled throughout and one-handedly going away in that game. That will not be the case, I wouldn't think, this weekend. I mean, this should be a closely played game. San Diego State has positioned itself to be in this game. Maddox Mattson is out for Boise State. They're terrific quarterback that led them to the CFP last year. But Boise is fully capable. I mean, they've got a good defense. They've got a very good running game. So I would expect it to be a good game. You know, who turns it over less? Who takes advantage in special teams, whose defense rises to the occasion. And neither of these teams have played a lot of close games this year. The wins have been lopsided. The losses have been lopsided. I would very much be surprised if this wasn't a close game this weekend in San Diego.
Definitely looking forward to that. Again, CBS Sports Network, I believe 9:30 Saturday night, Central Time, 7:30 local time. Before I let you go, John, this is a busy time of the year for you. I know San Diego State men's basketball's already had, you know, two games. I'm guessing you weren't there for Sunday coming off of the Hawaii trip. But, I mean, what's it like for you going, you know, all over heck right now trying to call both men's basketball and football?
I actually pulled off a double dip.
Wow.
I was in Hawaii Saturday night. I chartered back. We got back at 9:10 a.m. in San Diego. The basketball team played at 2 p.m. And I was inside VA House Arena for that game. So I've done a lot of play-by-play in my career. I spent a lot of time in the minor leagues. I've done some ridiculous travels to call random games throughout the course of my career. And was able to do both San Diego State football on Oahu, followed by San Diego State basketball in San Diego. The basketball team has a chance to be really good. Their ceiling is as high as it's probably ever been, and they won a national championship game 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've had injuries so some of their key players haven't even played. Reese Dixon-Waters is one of the top scorers probably in the country. He missed game one. He returned in game two. He was terrific this past weekend. And they're without one of the best centers in America in Magoon Guas, who is expected to potentially return a week from yesterday, 6 days from now. The Aztecs actually have 9 days between games. We'll get him back. He's just such a talented player at both ends. A stretch four, but impacts the game so dynamically on both ends of the floor, a seven-footer. So they're a veteran team with a lot of experience, with high expectations, which they've had before in San Diego. We'll get tested in the Players Aero Festival against mm-hmm. Michigan and Oregon coming up in less than 2 weeks, Thanksgiving week. So that's where we'll really learn about San Diego State. But from an expectation perspective, they're as high as they've ever been. So people are really excited. I think Aztec fans are excited with the play of football coupled with the beginning of the basketball season. It's a good time to be in San Diego and an Aztec fan.
That's awesome. Well, a big hat tip to you as well for making that, you know, Hawaii to San Diego happen there Saturday, Sunday. John Schaefer, voice of the Aztecs. John, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the football season into basketball and beyond, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.